welcome to episode 6 of the Spooky Chris podcast. My name is Chris Ringler. I am an author and occasional filmmaker and artist and weirdo living in mid-Michigan, lifetime horror fan and oddball. I am more of a writer than anything else. You can find my stuff on online. Chris Ringler, if you look me up on Amazon, I have a whole cadre of books on there. Or you can check out my blogs and everything at spookychris.com. So yeah, so episode 6, I'm as surprised as you are that we're still chugging. I don't know if this means that it's a regular thing or a during the week thing. I don't know yet, but we're at episode 6, so welcome aboard the good ship Doom. This time around, I would talk about something interesting, I don't know, to me. And rare kind of in horror, and this idea of hope. Hope's one of those things where it's kind of the painful sword that we all kind of have to catch, managing to keep it from piercing us, but in so doing, it still cuts us pretty deep, because it's one of those things where without hope, you know, you don't have anything. Truly, hope is the fuel that keeps the engine going. Be it the hope that you know, your favorite movie gets made, your favorite store is open, to something like you hope that you get a job, if you're me. So it's one of those things where we kind of don't focus on it other than on kind of cutesy painted wood signs that you see at home stores to put up in, with your live, laugh, love signs, like hope. Hope. But it's interesting because hope is not something you find in horror a lot. Movies, sort of, but like horror definitely skews towards dark, and which is, I mean, gosh, I was thinking about it a little earlier, and the fact that I don't know that there's a lot of hope in most of my books. Though it's, I try not to be cruel in that, you know, and kind of like punish people, because I think there are, you know, films that do that. And I think it's one of those things where hope is good, and hope is good in horror, but it has to be kind of earned hope. It can't be deus machina, kind of like, oh, the monster is going to eat everyone, except it just so happened that the one person on Earth that just happens to have the one solution to stop it just happens to find them at the just the right moment. You know, you've seen it a million times. It's a plot device on I don't know how many TV shows and how many movies. The notion of someone saving the day. And I mean, again, I love all kinds of stuff that have that. And I'm sure to some degree I've probably written it. I've written enough stories, I'm sure I've written it. But you kind of want that to be earned, because you want that to feel honest and genuine, because again, without hope, you kind of get some bleak stuff, and you know, so we'll go to two kind of polar opposites. So there's, I mean, and I really actually do genuinely like Serbian film. If you haven't ever heard of it or seen it, Serbian film is a foreign film. That is notorious for how brutal it is. It is the story of an ex-porn star who gets out of the business and tries to go legit and can't make it, and he needs money desperately for his family. So he gets involved with some people who are just like, hey, do this one last project with us. And he gets wrapped up into this seamy underbelly in Serbia, and it's a straight-up brutal movie. And not something that, you know, unless you're in for the ride, in for, you know, to see where it heads, movies like that, movies like Martyrs are not for you. Martyrs is another one that's just super bleak. Both movies to me say something, though, because there's something to be said in the bleakness. Serbian film talks, I mean, it really shows just, you know, the nature of mankind feeding on itself, that we are, you know, kind of on poverty and on need, and just this will put people through literal and figurative hell for amusement, and just because we can, because you know, in the case of the movie, is people have money and wealth and they have means. And in Martyrs is a movie about these young women who, memory serves, been a minute, like they're thieves and they get caught, and one of them is caught by this group and she's tortured, you know, brutally. And it's all to kind of see if this group can find out information about something. Again, I'd rather leave it vague just because if you're going to see it, like, I went in just cold and man. But again, that movie, there's something to be said in it, and it's the idea of the horrible extremes people will go to satisfy something that they think is godly, that they think is holy, that they think is divine. But yeah, so you go into Serbian film, and again, super bleak, not for everybody, but it does say something, especially it says something in how countries like in America or countries that kind of have will feed on the countries that don't. I mean, you see it in labor practices and everything. But then you have movies like Dawn of the Dead and Day of the Dead, which zombie movies are pretty much always bleak. I mean, that's just kind of what it is. But there's hope, and there's genuine hope. Night of the Living Dead kind of ends on a pretty bleak moment. But Dawn and Day both have hope. I mean, Dawn, more than anything, is when everything goes to hell, everything is lost, the woman gets away, pregnant woman, I forget that she's pregnant, I don't know, it's so terrible when you get old and your memory goes, because then I'm like, wait, does she keep the baby? I can't remember, but she gets away, and the last of the characters decides he's going to fight it out because he's lost everything. So he just says, I'm just going to go out and just take out as many zombies as I can and then just kind of, pop a cap in my dome. But something changes in him and he realizes that there's hope, that there's still something out there in the world and that he doesn't want to give up. And it's rare to find that in horror, but it's interesting because, like, even the Friday the 13th movies have hope. It's that you can survive. It's that you can survive the horror and the nightmare and live. Like, you may not kind of kill the evil forever, but you can survive. And that's important, again, because, like, I mentioned in an earlier podcast, I like the Saw movies. But you go through 7 and now there's 8 movies and there's, like, barely a drop of hope. And that's hard to do. And there's a place for that. There's a place for bleak films, for bleak storytelling. As long as there's a message, because you can make stuff that's just brutal, because I've seen that stuff too, where it's brutality and meanness for the sake of it. And then they kind of paint it with a thin coat of art and say, no, it's art. You just don't get it. Well, no, it's just you guys are just jerks. I watched a movie the other day, Descent into Darkness, I believe it was called. It goes through by a couple of different titles. It's a found footage movie about a man from, I'm trying to think of what country. It seems like it was a Eastern European country, but and he goes on kind of a holiday, and he's going to go on a travelogue tour, filming everything, and he has a silly rig he has set up for a production company he's going to film it for, and just kind of give everybody kind of a man on the streets kind of view. And I was shocked at how good it was and how bleak it was. And again, a movie says something, but wow, I was not prepared for how just dark and nasty it got. And the thing is, that's kind of where it's good to have varied interests in horror, especially where you can kind of go and then watch a Critters or Return of the Living Dead, or especially Return of the Living Dead 2, because that's much more, much funnier, but movies that kind of have more humor to them. We went and saw Us last night, and that's a dark movie, and it has a lot of humor in it, and it's natural humor, and humor, people poo-poo the idea of humor and horror, but, like, they really are so close to one another, because it's kind of about, both are about the punchline, but, like, natural humor earned humor is just as good as an earned scare. Is you don't want a movie of jump scares because they're not earned. It's not genuine. It's just like, oh gosh, okay, somebody jumped out at me from, you know, point blank. A cat jumped out at me. It doesn't feel earned. It's a cheat. It's kind of like, well, we didn't know how to scare you, or we want to stuff another scare scene in here, so we threw something in here that's just going to startle you. I guess it works, but like, it's not a genuine feeling. Like a pervasive, like, you know, you watch the movie The Witch and you feel dread because it's just, you know, like this, something terrible is going to happen. And humor's good in horror, but again, with it, so is hope. Hope is important because horror lets us go to these dark places to kind of look at mortality, to look at, you know, issues like drug use, murder, physical, sexual abuse, torture, like all these horrible subjects, and kind of pervert it into a way that it's not as dead on and head on many times. Like Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger is a symbol for a lot of things, but he doesn't, until the remake, they don't directly get into kind of what he is and what he potentially did. But his, you know, the specter of what he is there. It's kind of the same thing with it. Pennywise, there's a part of the Pennywise character that is kind of pedophilic because he goes after children primarily, and he kind of, if you, you know, watch the remake, the initial scene is almost like a seduction, and it's creepy, and it's great because it's not a sexual seduction, it is he is trying to seduce him to get him to devour the kid. But you know, it takes on a much nastier bend if it's an old man down there. Making it this clown, making it a monster, it lets you kind of look at it and think about it and face it without facing. I mean, we can see the reality of all of that in the paper every day, on the news, on the internet every day. Is a million one stories of horror. But movie horror, fictional horror, lets us talk about it, think about it, face it, and kind of process it in a way that isn't as emotionally harmful, necessarily. I mean, there are movies that are kind of made to do that are kind of, like, jarring for that reason, but not everything does that. And again, like, see, like, I just watched the Matrix series, and something I think is so amazing about that series is that it's a dystopian series about hope. Like the two rival themes for that series are hope and love. And that's not something you get in dystopian films. Like, you get like a veiled, like, maybe we can survive or take down the system. But this is like a literal, like, everything that they do, they believe in something. They believe in a something that is tangible that they believe, you know, they feel they can get to. They believe in hope. And there's so much going on in that series, philosophically. It's neat that the core of it, and again, as violent as those movies are, I remember when they came out and how up in arms people were about how violent they were. Hyperviolence is kind of one of the things. Ah, it's hyperviolent. And yet they are. They are absolutely. But again, it's the people see that. They kind of see the forest fire, not the trees in the forest fire. Like, they don't see, they see the violence, but not that there's hope within it. That there's, like, this love story. And that's, you know, something that we don't get all the time in horror. That's something I liked about Get Out, is that it wasn't a cruel movie. Is that it pays off in a way that feels genuine and natural and doesn't feel nasty. And again, there's a place for these mean movies, because the good guy doesn't always win. You don't always defeat darkness. You don't always defeat, you know, the devil. You don't always beat the devil. Sometimes the devil wins. But we have to always be kind of mindful, as, you know, like, as a writer, I always want to kind of, I don't want to be cruel. And I think cruel filmmaking and cruel kind of storytelling, everything has its place, but it's just one of those where a little goes a long way. And I feel like if you're able to kind of add something of hope that there is something to look, to live for, something to look forward to. It matters. The movie Suspiria. I mean, she's dealing with powers obviously far beyond her. She doesn't understand. They're trying to, and this is the original. I mean, you could go with either one, kind of, but like, but it's, you know, truly the original is what I mean, because it's kind of, they take a fork in the remake. But just the idea that she still, like, fights. Like, she finds something to fight for, and that's, you know, without hope, you don't fight back. And she finds a way to fight back, and that's pretty great. And again, like, a series like Walking Dead, I used to love The Walking Dead. And it was all about hope, but they got to a point where, and I haven't checked in on the newest season, but they got to a point where just everything feels hopeless. And that's, we're in a pretty hopeless world from time to time, and you just, you want to feel like there's something else out there. That even if doom comes, there's still hope. Gosh, a good one is The Mist. Is there, you know, there is still hope in that, especially the story. But even as bleak as that, there is still hope. And I think it's one of those things we don't invest enough in hope and in the idea that we need things to kind of keep us going and keep the engine running and to push us forward. Horror is such a great genre, and you can do anything in it. I mean, you can do sappy kind of love stories. You can do anything you want. But the most powerful stories are the ones that are kind of feel true and feel genuine and feel dangerous, but give you hope. And that doesn't, again, doesn't mean that there's a happy ending necessarily, but just that there is, it's not a cruel ending. So I don't know, that was where my mind was at today, was the idea of hope and hope in movies. And I hope you got something out of this. Ha 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 har har. Have a great day. I will maybe be back tomorrow. I don't know. Who knows? I'm still trying to figure this out myself. Have a great day, though.